Hello and welcome to Record Rep, the Adventist Record News Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Juliana Muniz.
And I'm Danelle Stothers.
And on this week's episode, changes in the Australian Union Conference Ministerial Association.
A little school in Queensland funded by church members celebrated 40 years this month.
Do you know who our pastors are? We'll take a closer look at the revealing responses to a global Adventist church survey. But first, Danelle, what's making headlines this week?
In Detroit, Michigan, the Adventist Medical Evangelism Network partnered with the Lake Region and Michigan Conferences to host a free medical and dental clinic on March 10, bringing critical health services to the community. The clinic, which resulted from a collaboration between two conferences and months of planning, provided care to more than 300 community members, including a man who was relieved from excruciating tooth pain and another who discovered his blood pressure was dangerously high.
Sofia de Moreira, a 10-year-old Seventh-day Adventist from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, has been selected to display her artwork at the prestigious Louvre Museum in France. Recognized for her artistic talent from a young age, Miss Oliveira's work will be featured at the Carousel du Louvre in October 2024, a space dedicated to showcasing new talents.
The first hymn project is resurrecting P. Oxy 1786, the world's oldest Christian hymn discovered in Egypt. Dating back to the 200s AD, the hymn features both lyrics and music, including a reference to the Trinity. Renowned musicians Ben Fielding and Chris Tomlin are involved in reviving the ancient melody for modern audiences, aiming to reintroduce this piece of Christian history to churches worldwide by Easter 2025.
Now back to the Pacific. The Australian Union Conference has appointed a new ministerial secretary, Pastor Lindell Peterson. She is currently serving as Associate Ministerial Secretary, Stewardship and Sabbath School Director. The appointment came after former Ministerial Secretary Pastor Brendan Pratt accepted the call to be the new Director of the Global Mission Center for Secular and Post-Christian Mission. He will continue to be part of the AUC Ministerial Association team, now as Associate Ministerial Secretary. Pastor Peterson has experience in local church ministry and has led the church at conference and union levels as director of Sabbath School, stewardship, and personal ministries. She joined the AUC ministerial team in 2021. Replacing Pastor Peterson is stewardship and Sabbath School director Pastor Nico Dumbrava, who is currently serving as personal ministries director and pastor for Hillsdale Adventist Church in Melbourne. Pastor Dumbrava will continue serving as personal ministries director while undertaking this new role.
Hope Adventist School in Bundaberg, Queensland celebrated 40 years on March 8. The day of celebration was described by Principal Tanya Barbuto as a big family reunion.
We're like a big family, so bringing past students and past principals and staff and everyone back together, like back to the family, so that we could all celebrate together was awesome.
Included in the community celebration were speeches from many who have been part of the school's journey, including Adventist education and government representatives. Hope Adventist School originally began as the Bundaberg Seventh-day Adventist School in 1983. The land was purchased by Bundaberg Adventist Church with the dream of starting a church school. The church members raised money through diverse projects, including growing watermelon crops, and local church member Jeff Smith built the school. The enrolments for the first year remained at around 28 students from grades 1 to 7. Principal Barbuto, who has been working at the school for almost 7 years, said she's seen the school's growth.
It's grown in number mm-hmm. of students, 58, which is awesome because they're bringing more kids to Jesus, which is what we're here for.
The Global Adventist Pastor Survey conducted by Avondale University's Research Center has provided insightful data on the ministry approaches of Seventh-day Adventist pastors. Participating in the survey were more than 12,000 pastors, which represent 40% of those working in the 13 divisions of the worldwide church and 90% males. In the South Pacific, where there were 300 participants, Answers revealed pastors emphasized discipleship and actively engaged church members in ministry and mission efforts. They enjoy a more positive experience in their roles, possibly due to stronger community support and a clearer mission focus. That contrasts with the common challenges of isolation and workload reported by pastors in other locations. The comprehensive survey explored perspectives on multiple matters, including social justice, gender equality in pastoral roles, and congregational support. Today, we're talking to research member Pastor Neil Thompson. He is a lecturer in church ministry at Avondale University. Hi, Neil. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Juliana. It's so delighted to be with you today and really looking forward to today's conversation.
So before we dive into some of the key findings of this survey, can you tell us what exactly prompted this survey of Adventist pastors globally? What was the church hoping to uncover or understand better with this research?
Yeah, really good question. The survey is part of a longer study into the well-being of pastors and looking at how we can best resource pastors and looking at the unique challenges, but also finding out from a really strategic position of global leadership, looking at what are pastors doing, what are they preaching on, what's their well-being, what's their education. So there's been a study done in the past. This is an update of that study with more questions added to it. And this study actually came right in the middle of COVID. So that reveals some extra, it may actually influence the results in ways which might even be a little surprising. So that adds extra stresses into the life of pastors, for example.
Can you give us an insight on the process of creating this research?
So there was a previous survey that was done. That survey was re-looked at. There were some additional questions added to that. There's different scores that measure different factors in the life of a pastor. And then this survey was then rolled out right across the world in each of the unions. So each of the unions took a leading role. And so we've got insights into every major union in the world field. We've even got some data from China and from Ukraine, which is not in the final report because there's such small data sets that the data is easily skewed. But it's a really great global picture. The team led by Rob McIver did a really great job in actually getting that translated into all the languages that needed to go into, so that the survey could be then put into the hands of local pastors. It was largely computer driven, so pastors could just log in, maybe using their phone, and answer questions, and away we go. The report is 243 pages in length, and that doesn't represent everything that we could learn from that data that we have. There's a lot more mining of the data that can be done, but I think this is a great first step of analyzing the data. And I know our team here at Avondale University are really looking at what other reports can come out of this. We're also looking at writing up various reports of this to submit to journals, global journals, to actually just contribute to the growing body of knowledge of what ministry looks like in a global perspective.
Can you share some of the key findings? What surprised you the most?
Yeah, look, there's a number of things. On the real positive side, some of the key findings are that 93% to 95% of pastors have a real strong sense that God has called them to their current location where they're working. So that's really gratifying to see that. The number of our pastors who are educated, we've got a really educated clergy, which I think is really cool. Across the 13 divisions, 34% of pastors attended Adventist secondary schools. 85% of our pastors are tertiary institution trained, which is, considering the various locations where we do ministry on the planet, that's really amazing. It's an awesome result. And I think that feeds into the results that we see as a church, but also into the way we're able to grow members in a local church. What is a little on the surprising side, and certainly more on the concerning side, is that 15% of pastors strongly agreed that they feel run down and drained of emotional energy at that point in time. And another 29% said they strongly agree with that statement. So that translates into roughly about one in two pastors are feeling run down and drained of physical or emotional energy. So that's quite surprising. Is that a COVID effect? Is that people are just working generally too hard? Not sure. We'd need to do further research to really unpack that. But that's really pause for concern to say, hey, we need to take care of our pastoral team, because in a crisis, who's caring for the carers, right? Something else that's surprising as well is 10% of pastors were feeling that maybe they're in the wrong role, that no one seems to care for them and so on. So that represents, I guess, a group of pastors who would feel maybe lonely in their ministry, which is, again, just looking at the well-being of our pastoral team. And this, remember, this is a global Adventist pastor survey. So it's looking at over 12,000, nearly 13,000 pastors globally that were surveyed. So it's a significant chunk of data.
Okay, so do you believe that after this research, looking into all the information gathered, do you think this will inspire, or did this highlight a need for change in what the church expects from pastors, or vice versa?
I think so. I think there's a number of key things that come through this. One of them is, I wish that in terms of how we care for pastors, I wish we took a sabbatical idea from Scripture and aside from holidays actually said to pastors, come aside and rest a while, and in resting, find time to recreate your spirit, but also to focus on maybe writing and clarifying your thinking on certain areas. I know other denominations do this, and as a result of that, pastors are not only refreshed, ready for pastoral work again, but they're able to gather their thoughts in ways with the time available to actually write and produce resources and write books and so on. So I don't know. Out of this, I think one of the clear things that is a signal, if 1 in 10 of your workforce is feeling stressed and burnt out, and 1 in 10 is thinking, I want to go somewhere else, I think that's just a sign that they need to do what Jesus said, to come aside and rest. And I wish our organization, you know, if any of our leaders are listening to this, I'd want to inspire them to say, hey, the research is clear. I think pastors love what they're doing. And in loving what they do, they're leading people to Christ. Some of them are leading churches, 300 to 750 members. Some churches, some pastors are leading churches of like 5, 6, 10, 20. Some are leading as many as 30 churches at once, which does my head in, right? How they can get around all of that. And in that really busy space they're working in, if we could value and appreciate them, maybe we could get more of their wisdom being passed on to the next generation and to influence the broader church just by allowing them to take sabbatical rest every now and again.
The survey showed different views among pastors about getting involved in social justice issues. Some pastors think it's not the church's job, while others believe it's an important part of their mission. Can you talk about why pastors might see this differently, and what does this mean for the church's role in addressing social issues in society?
Yeah, that's an issue, Juliana, really close to my heart, because I think social issues are the practical outworking of our theology, right? Our early Adventist pioneers, for instance, were really involved in the Underground Railroad, really working with social justice, trying to get freedom for slaves in America. I love that. I think that's an important part of our history as a church. And a church is a lot more nuanced today. So sometimes social justice issues are really red hot political issues. And because of the nature of the politics involved in that, it's maybe unwise or not even safe for a pastor to engage in that and hope to remain effective in their ministry in certain locations of the globe. So some pastors choose to engage in that because they see that as an opportunity for the gospel to do some good work. Others might pull back because it actually may hinder the work of the gospel in that location. So there's a challenge for a global field in dealing with this. And I think it requires a lot of discernment and wisdom as to how a pastor in a local church context might manage that.
So based on all the information from the research, how would you describe pastors in the South Pacific?
Faithful stewards of the word, working really hard. They're doing a great job of trying to reach their own people with the message of the gospel. So I think our part of the world, we can be really proud of the pastoral team we have. They're well-trained, they're well-resourced, probably working a little hard, and we need to take them aside some days to say, hey, just chill and relax a little bit. But I'm super delighted with the results that came through from our part of the world. There's some challenging parts. A surprise is the anti-Trinitarian problems that have been plaguing our church. I might have expected to see some Trinitarian sermons being preached, but there's an absence of those being preached, and I wonder what that's about. So there's maybe some challenges in dealing with heresy in our part of the world, but apart from that, I think the pastoral team are going great. They're doing a super job.
Well, thank you, Neil, for your time. We really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today.
Very welcome. What a delight it is to be here. And I just want to encourage people, if they're interested in these topics at all, to look up the report, because I think the report has many more elements to it than what we've been able to talk about here. And yeah, they might be able to be part of the caring for pastors and part of actually encouraging administration to do something more with the report in terms of getting concrete action plans in play. So thanks for the time, and it's a delight to be with you today.
And that wraps up this week's episode of Record Rep. Thank you for tuning in.
Don't forget to visit our website, record.adventistchurch.com, and follow us on social media for more updates and stories. You can also receive news straight to your inbox by subscribing to our weekly e-newsletter.
We'll be back next week with more news from around the South Pacific Division. See you then.
This is an Adventist Media podcast.